Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. I'm doing a subject at present called Prayer, Your Foundations of Success, and this is part 4 from a 17-part series, and the topic is called The Battlefield of Prayer. We turn to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 18, and it says in verse 12, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of this world, against the spiritual wickedness in high places." Every believer is involved in spiritual warfare. The battlefield is prayer. The armor of God in Ephesians chapter 6 is the prayer armor. People are not the problem, satanic forces are. The time spent in prayer is the base of supply. The enemy will try to cut off your prayer life to defeat you. The whole armor of God is defensive. Visualize yourself in the armor of God protecting you. You are ready to do battle. A Roman soldier or a gladiator dressed in armor. Verse 14, "And having done all to stand, therefore, having the loins girded with truth." Satan lies to you above your prayers are not being answered. Remember, God's word is truth. John 17:17. Trust God's word. Psalm 112, verses 6 to 8. Verse 14, "And having on the breastplate of righteousness." The breastplate covers the vital parts of our prayer life. Through righteousness, we have a right standing with God and rights. If you see yourself as unworthy, you will not experience a lot of answered prayer. Verse 15, "And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace." The gospel is the good news that we have peace through Jesus Christ. Sharing the gospel with others is part of your armor. Go into the world and preach the gospel, it says in Mark chapter 16, verse 15. "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that brings good tidings, that publish peace." Isaiah chapter 52, verse 7. Verse 16, "Above all, taking the shield of faith, where you are, shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one." Your shield quenches all the fiery darts, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith, found in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. "The just shall live by faith," Romans chapter 1, verses 17. "And take the helmet of salvation." A helmet is a protection for the head. Satan's battleground is in your mind. "And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind," Romans chapter 12, verse 2. God's word, renewing your mind, protects you from doubt and unbelief. Jesus wore the same armor in his earthly ministry, Isaiah 59 verses 16 to 17. Jesus emptied himself of his divine privileges and walked as a man. He was a prophet operating on the Abrahamic covenant in Philippians chapter 2 verses 5 to 8. The weapons of our warfare are offensive. Verse 17. "The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." To handle a sword skillfully, you need to know how the word works. Mark chapter 4 tells us how the word works. As a seed, planted, it grows and produces a crop. Only doubt and unbelief can stop it. The word goes beyond the intellect. It enters into the spiritual realm. We see this in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Not to spend time in the word when you are fighting a spiritual battle would be like leaving your sword in its sheath while going onto the battlefield. I hope you've enjoyed this part. We're going up to part 5 next. And the part 5 is part 5 of the 17-part series. And the topic will be "The Name of Jesus is a Weapon." Thank you and God bless.